So the question is, well, why is that? And I think that there's maybe potential PK issues with PDKZK. You know, it's funny, we always think of pharmacokinetics in terms of cytotoxic drugs. But pharmacokinetics is probably as important, if not more important, with so-called targeted therapies. Now, PDKZK has a number of characteristics, I think, being that it has to be carefully developed. The first thing is that it has a relatively short half-life. The half-life is 3 to 6 hours. And the way that it was dosed was daily. And there were some preclinical models that the trough levels, even though it had a relatively short half-life, were high enough to continue to inhibit VEGF receptor 2 in these in vitro models. The problem is we have absolutely no idea what happens in the body. And so it may have been an error to basically dose the drug that has a relatively short life once a day. And in fact, there's now been a twice-a-day dosing paper that was published in JCO by Thomas, is not really a Q12 dosing, but actually showed a significant increase in the trough. And in fact, as a number of investigators have shown, that if you inhibit VEGF receptors, particularly VEGF receptor 2, you may actually get a compensatory increase in VEGF secretion. So that if you're having that and you don't continue to keep the VEGF receptor inhibited all the time, you may end up having, you know, basically a feedback loop that overcomes your VEGF. In other words, you may have to have drug on target all the time to block the feedback loop. Because think about it, when you block a pathway, what happens? Most of them have, you know, a feedback loop. Basically, the pathway, you know, it's like a thermostat saying, this pathway is blocked, we need more stimulant.
So if you kind of just think about sort of the drug development process and trying mm-hmm. to maybe do some Monday morning quarterbacking, which is always, you know, you got a question.
Which is cheap.
Cheap, but whatever.
But it's not cheaper than doing the trial.
So bottom line is, if you look back on what's been done the last 3 or 4 years, you think maybe would you have changed the way you went about doing this?
I would have. Well, the problem is that we're learning in drug development. The once-a-day dosing inhibited the DCMRI. And so the question is that good enough?
I guess the big difference with bevacizumab from this point of view is a much longer half-life.
Which has its advantages and disadvantages.
What are the disadvantages?
Potential disadvantages would include, if for some reason you wanted to turn it off, there are toxicities potentially with bevacizumab, which includes arterial thrombotic events, also with wound healing. And so I think in general, in most patients, actually a long half-life is a very nice thing. You know, you give the drug every 2 weeks, every 3 weeks. In fact, if you have to delay it for any particular period of time, you know, you end up having still a lot of drug hanging around. But remember, some of the toxicities, while uncommon, include arterial thrombotic events, such as cardiovascular events, cerebrovascular events, perforation, or patients who have to go to surgery. And in that case, you know, there are potential advantages of having a shorter acting drug that you can turn off.